Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'd like to take just a moment to clear the air, so to speak, about a topic from yesterday's show.
The average winds in Boston are like over 12 miles per hour, and in Chicago, it's order of 10.
That's MIT wind expert Alex Kalmakoff on the fact that meteorologically, Boston is the windier city. But when we talked about this yesterday, a number of you called in to say that Chicago's windy city moniker is political in origin.
Chicago was nicknamed the windy city because of the hot air of all the politicians.
Well, Adam Ragusea and I had heard about that take on the windy city name before we took on the topic yesterday. But Adam, I understand you've taken some time today to get it all sorted out.
I have certainly tried. So that political origin of the nickname is very widely published. It comes from Chicago's ultimately successful bid to host the 1893 World's Fair. So Chicago politicians were boasting about the city, saying what a great place it would be to have a World's Fair. And an editor in the New York Sun wrote a line where he dismissed, quote, the nonsensical claims of that windy city. Hmm. But you and I, Meghna, had read another explanation from the etymologist Barry Popick, who is famous for unpacking New York's Big Apple nickname, which has to do with horse racing and horses loving apples, something like that. Anyway, Barry reports having found numerous earlier appearances of the Windy City thing in reference to Chicago, and specifically Chicago wind, in a couple of Midwestern papers, the Louisville Courier Journal and the Cincinnati Inquirer, all the way back to 1876. So today, I called Dr. Dominic Pasica, who is a very highly regarded Chicago historian at Columbia College, and I asked him where he comes down on this, and they were doing some construction in his office, so forgive the noise.
I've always understood it to come from the fact of the Chicago politicians pushing for the World's Fair of 1893. Obviously, earlier people had remarked on the wind or mentioned the wind, but I think it was the New York newspapers that finally put the moniker on the city itself. That is really sort of the moment that the nickname sticks.
We did have a caller yesterday who said that the nickname originated with the 1904 Olympics in St. Louis. He said that Chicago felt they'd been robbed of the games, and a reporter in St. Louis coined the phrase to describe all the complaining that was coming from Chicago. Have you heard of that one?
I've never heard of that one. No, I'm sorry.
So, Adam, in either case, Windy City, not exactly a compliment for the city of Chicago.
Indeed.
Well, that's about as definite as an answer as we're going to get right now. But, Adam, thank you so much for helping us clear that up.
You bet.